This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hide and seek. Perfect mix of music, news and interviews. Joy 94.9.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. My name is Andrew the Apprentice. Avi Miller is of course with me, and I've just been handed something, as we said, very thick and...
Very thick and very long.
Long. Very thick and
That's
long.
That's how we're defining it.
And hefty.
And well, yeah, it has a nice heft.
It's going to funk.
Oh, jeez. This is just going to be 25 minutes of bad sex-related puns, isn't it?
Yes, probably.
Okay. Right, as long as I have my level set to the right thing. Okay. Now, joining us in the studio, we should introduce Stephanie, the deputy editor, and Adam, one of the writers from The Lifted Brow.
Hello.
This would be a literary magazine, am I?
Yeah, yes. Literary arts magazine. Yeah.
So Lifted Brow's been going since 2007.
Mm-hmm.
So just give us a little précis of what it is.
We're a literary and arts magazine that publishes both writing and artwork. So like we're very kind of comics based as well. We initially started in 2007 up in Brisbane. Our founder, Ronnie Scott, kicked it off. He's actually the art editor, and this is his last issue, so I'll definitely give him a call out. Although he is in America at the moment, so hopefully
he could be listening online.
Yeah, hopefully.
It's 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Writers, though, who knows?
I think he's currently in a cabin somewhere in the woods.
Yeah, writing a book.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, so he was based in Brisbane. And then it went to Sydney with the new editor, who is our current editor, Sam Cooney, and now we're based in Melbourne. So
it's a bit of a journeyman.
Yeah, yeah.
But and you guys don't just make a real touchy-feely magazine. You're online, you're all sorts of... This is multimedia, as the kids would say.
We're trying to branch out into the online community a lot more. We released an app last year, which is available for all of your like little platforms that you can get it on via iTunes. You subscribe and get some digital issues. I think it's six. It comes out... Or maybe it comes out every fortnight, actually. I might be wrong. And also the blog, and we've just got a new online editor, so that's going to be far more prevalent and publishing original content, not even just what we published in the magazine, which is already like this issue alone has 56 contributors.
So. I was going to say, I was just flicking through it, and it's got an awful lot of articles and cartoons, as you said, and a whole range of things. And how do you source them? Do you go out and actively seek contributors, or do you have a stable that you go to, or how's that work?
It's a little bit of both, really. People do out of kind of nowhere pitches. They'll contact us directly, but for the sex issue in particular, we did an open call out, which you get quite a few interesting pitches that come at you. What I found particularly intriguing about the sex issue, which Johnny Negron's cover, which is completely like amazing, with a couple, a male and female couple making out, and then a girl with a tear dribbling down her cheek. It's really quite emotionally potent.
Yes.
Pretty much summarizes a lot of the pitches that we had. A lot of people are really sad about sex. And I was really surprised.
Not on this show.
Well, yeah. When you said puns just before, I'm like, when I think about sex beyond my limited life, I think about pun fun and like turning everything into a dirty joke. But a lot of people are really serious. And that was kind of a big learning experience with the open call out of.
How long does it, you're a deputy editor, so did you have a role in, I'm going to use the word triage, but it's not the right one, but in selecting, you know, how many submissions did you get? How much shit did you have to go through?
Yeah, well, this is actually my issue, so I'm the deputy editor, but this is my baby. I gave birth to the sex issue.
Curator, that's the word I was looking for.
And there were, I think we had like over 100 submissions, like well over 100, and there was a lot of fiction as well as non-fiction submitted, and then a few kind of freelance comic artists that weren't sourced via our editors. But then we also had people that we knew who would be particularly pertinent for this issue, so we would perhaps...
You see, I would probably just submit a 100-word article with the word fuck repeated over and over, with, you know...
Well, it's interesting you say 100 words because throughout the issue we have anonymous sex memoirs. So we did a call out to previous Brow contributors saying, if you have a dirty story that you would like to tell us or tell everyone but not have your name...
It's almost like an homage to Penthouse Letters kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I only read Penthouse for the articles. Actually true.
The one person.
You're talking about gay boys here. Yeah. That was the only article. Men's Health was the photos.
And Penthouse was the article. We are going to take a quick break, a quick song, get us slightly more in the mood. We're going to come back and talk to Adam about Ryaning Smut. No, sorry, writing erotica. We're talking about a literary magazine. You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9 or listening in Sydney on Star Observer Digital.
Hide and Seek. Joy 94.9.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Andrew keeps complaining. We're using, you. All of our regular listeners will know that I'm now pushing buttons on our fancy new system, and Andrew is complaining that it goes quiet. And it's because, you know, the thing doesn't know when it automatically does all the stuff.
Okay.
We'll get it right.
We are joined by Stephanie and Adam. Stephanie's the deputy editor of The Lifted Brow. Adam's one of the writers. And it's the sex edition. Edition 21 comes out on Saturday. Is that right, Steph?
Well, it's available in all good bookstores.
All good bookstores.
Yeah. And online. Booksellers. Our stock is
available. Surely it should be available in all bad bookstores. I mean, come on. Lost opportunity.
Really,
I think you'll find.
Naughty bookstores.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and it's available online. And then we also have the launch on Saturday night at Bella Union. It's $20. You get a copy of the issue, a free condom. There are three acts playing, plus a reading from one of our contributors. So we've got Agent Cleave, Olympia Bukakis, and Lola Ramone, each doing some kind of either drag or burlesque show. And Sophia Stevanovic is going to read from her piece that she had in the Brow about sex dolls.
There is a lost art. Creativity of naming drag queens and burlesque artists.
Olympia Bukakis is particularly good.
Olympia Bukakis is fantastic. Now, Adam, you are one of the writers.
I am, yes.
You did a piece on, you've done pieces on River Phoenix and dating and homosexuality and all sorts of things.
I should admit that my piece is probably one of the least smutty in the magazine.
Get out!
No, it's so powerful and amazing. I love it so much.
It took, well, I sort of wrote it over a couple of months, I suppose, when I was in... mostly in America, and I don't know, Steph helped me edit it afterwards, but it's primarily about vulnerability and sexual vulnerability.
Is it a
and
piece?
Exploring that through River Phoenix and his life and My Own Private Idaho, which is a favourite film of mine.
It's a great movie. Was it a piece that you had wanted to write anyway, or was it when the call from, you know, Lifted Brow came out, was it, this gives me motivation to finally put this on paper?
I suppose I had watched the film quite a few times since I was, you know, a young man.
Maybe thought about River Phoenix a few more times.
Just a little bit.
Haven't we all?
It actually came out from a trip I took to Portland, and I ended up visiting a few of the filming locations from the film and just sort of started thinking about the film. And I suppose when the open call came out from The Lifted Brow, I started thinking about what I wanted to write about, what I would write about for a sex issue that was personal to me. And I had just, you know, taken that trip and started thinking about that. And it just kind of spiraled from there. I mean, my essay is note form, so it's not like I'm stating an argument.
So what do you mean by note form?
I suppose in contemporary nonfiction, there's a little bit of a tradition. I have a degree. Watch me go. There's a bit of a tradition of note form essay writing. People like Susan Sontag and Joan Didion and a guy called Wayne Kiestenbaum. He's a great New York writer who's a favourite of mine as well, where you're not so much stating an argument and then backing it up with facts, or, you know, you're kind of, it is like a numbered, well, my essay is numbered. So the ideas are much more disjointed, but you're talking around an idea and eventually getting closer and closer to what you really are exploring, okay. I suppose.
Inherently personal and kind of free associative, so you can follow it in that you are there with every emotional punch, and then you are jumping between, like, each of the numbered paragraphs link, but they're each an individual thought and feeling, and you're absolutely there 100% of the time. It's such a great piece. Like, I can't say that enough.
And how do you choose to write in that style over a narrative prose, over third-person prose?
For me, I suppose nonfiction, it works for nonfiction when you're trying to pinpoint maybe an emotion or an idea that is slippery, for want of a better word.
No, that's a good word here.
That is slippery, you know, that you can't quite define it, but you know that it's there, and you know that it's connected to, I mean, for me, the idea of vulnerability and sexual vulnerability was so connected not just to sex and not just to my own experience of sex, but also to Hollywood films, my childhood experience of Hollywood films. I suppose particularly River Phoenix and his life, which, you know, he experienced sexual abuse, and also he was vulnerable in other ways because of the Hollywood system. And the power struggles between all of those things. And I just think that it was, in my mind, it was all very related, and I didn't know particularly how to approach it, so it seemed like a really good form.
And do you write professionally? And is that something you've as you said, you indicated you've been to uni and done stuff like that? Literature? Is it literature or writing, creative writing, things like that?
My study is through journalism and creative writing, but no, I have written quite a lot of... I come from a music writing background.
Oh, okay.
So I've been like an editor of a street press magazine here in Melbourne and written for lots of different publications, and I also write some fiction and... Yeah, all different guys. I don't know. I'm unemployed.
And Stephanie, I mean, publications like Lifted Brow, and there's quite a few others that are similar coming out, I've noticed at least, coming out recently. Must be a great avenue for writers like Adam.
Yeah, absolutely. The Lifted Brow in particular, we really pride ourselves on publishing work that is possibly a little bit more esoteric than a straight up lit journal as such. We don't particularly we're not beholden to any particular set of rules or structures. If a good piece of writing is a great piece of writing, then we're going to publish it. It doesn't have to hit a certain amount of criteria. It doesn't have to be a certain length. Adam's piece is 6,000 words. We also have, as I said, the sex memoirs throughout that are anonymous, and they're under 200 words. So it's kind of...
And we were having that discussion before just about where you go as a writer if you write things that aren't straight journalism or aren't straight fiction.
Yeah, because
there aren't many places that publish it, and the Lifted Brow is so important to developing new writers and young writers and... No. Writers of all kinds of things that don't fall into a certain category.
The Lifted Brow, issue 21, is the sex issue. As we said, it's 88 pages. It's very hefty and thick and long.
Yes. And juicy.
And juicy.
There you go.
Oh, juicy. We've got the juicy bit.
And purple.
And purple.
And it'll leave, and it'll leave a mark on your hands.
There you go.
I was reaching with that one.
And then you were reaching with that one.
You can find out more at www.theliftedbrow.com. You can also find out all the details about their launch party on Saturday at Bella Union. Adam and Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us here on Hide and Seek.
Thank you for having us.
This
Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.